Blog Talk Radio. Good night, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Earth Reform Thursday. This is Sister Powell from calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I am so blessed. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you for joining. We are going to open with prayer. Father, we come to you this moment, giving you thanks for a new day. And thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you restored upon your sons and your daughter, traveling mercies you give us safely. Lord, a peaceful day. And Lord, we come now to give you all the praise that due to you. So we want to thank you, but we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon each one of us. We pray tonight. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, again, welcome one, welcome all. Welcome to Thursday Night Health Reform, where we are going to give God all the praise that due to him. And in our opening scripture, we have Genesis 1:29-30, asking one of my dear beloved if they could read the first scripture. And the second one is 3 John 1:4. We are so blessed. We have so many scriptures to read. So we're asking you if you would like to read for Genesis 1:29 for opening scripture. Please, you can may do so now. Thank you. Anyone would like to read? Or you want me to open your line? Okay, I am good. Okay. 518-482. Thank you.
Good evening, Sister Flea. Glad to hear your voice.
Good evening. Thank you, my dear beloved. Good evening. Glad to hear your voice, too.
And I'm reading from Genesis 1:29-30. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading. God give away every herb, right? God is so good, he's so great. We want to thank him for all the things that he have done for us. With second scripture, 240-988. Thank you and welcome again on Advent El Thursday night. We are here to give God all the praise.
Amen, amen. And this is Steffi from the DMV area. And I just want to thank God and just read this scripture because I am walking with this scripture. I embody this scripture. I know that this scripture is real. It says, the 30 epistle of John, 1-4 says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. The truth shall set us free, right? Verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above what? All things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. Here ends the reading.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I have no greater joy than to hear that Sister Stephanie, Sister Cantinelli, myself, Sister Leola, and all his children walk in the truth. So I just want to thank you all for reading at that. And the last scripture, our last scripture verse is Revelation 22, the water and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on an either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So, my dear beloved, on this line, the Lord is telling us that we're going to see what? The tree of life once more, right? And that tree of life, it will be bearing 12 manner fruit. So we can get our fruits on it, you know, and we are going to be not too greedy. We're going to enjoy every moment of these fruits. So I just want to thank God for what the promises that he had promised us, my dear beloved. So now, as I welcome again everyone tonight, I will just read this little excerpt from Sarah the Always. Thanks, Sister Carla, for what she has been doing. So I just read that before we start to share some of the natural remedy that we use during the past, even this week, run during the past year. It said here, in the Savior manner of healing, there were lessons for his disciples. On one occasion, he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay and bade him go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went his way, therefore, and he washed, and he came seeing, John 9:7. The cure could be wrought only by the power of the great healer. Yet Christ made use of the simple agency of nature. While he did not give countenance to drug medication, he sanctioned the use of simple and natural remedies, CH 30.3. So some of the simple, my dear beloved, and the natural remedy that our Father gave unto us to use. Now is the time, as we are in new start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, air, rest, temperance, and rest in peace, and trust in God. So I can do them right, you know, the 8 laws of health. So now is the time, the floor is open for you guys to share, as we read a while ago, the simple remedy that our Father used when he told the blind man, babe, you know, he just put clay, right, on his eyes, and he told him to go and wash, right? And that man was obedient, and he went. And when he came back, he came seeing. And I do know that we have a lot of these experiences and examples that we can share with others and to tell others what you have done. So the line is now open for you all to share. Who would like to go first? You can start. Okay. I'm going to open, right? Maybe you guys want me to open who want to start first. 240-988. Your line is open. Check your phone, 240. Now is the time for us to share some of the good things. 240-988. Your line is open. All right. Open this one. 518-988. Now is the time for you.
Yes, I could. I'm ready. I could give what a little half here. I'm glad to be on this prayer line. Last week I missed it. But I'm glad to be here this evening. And the first statement I want to read from Healthful Living, it says, the blessing of God is a healer. And those who are abundant in benefiting others will realize what wondrous blessing in their heart and life. The blessing of God is a healer. And Sister Powell was speaking just now about clay. And if we all know that clay has tremendous drawing properties, we can use clay in many different ways. We can learn something from the beasts of the earth, right? When they get sick, what do? They crawl off into a mud hole until they get better. You can use clay for a local poultice, or you can apply it over the entire body. You can even drink some clay water. It is very healing for the inside of the body, particularly the stomach. Purified clay for internal use. And I have used clay. You know, the scripture has a lot of examples of clay use. The man Jesus healed with clay, Naaman, who bathed in the muddy river Jordan, add water, a little olive oil, and it will keep, oh boy, Yes, you put a little olive oil into the clay and keep stirring it until it gets really creamy. And this could make a wonderful texture for putting on a clay poultice. You can apply this all over your body. And the patient, the person you do it to or yourself, would really love it. Better still, you go on in your backyard. You could dig a body-sized pit, fill it up with sifted clay, and add water to the hose. And keep mixing it until it's good, thick clay. And put the patient or yourself in there. It makes sure he is comfortable and can breathe properly. And like a pack of clay around his face as well, just make sure you keep it out of their eyes, nose, and mouth. And let them lay there. It is a wonderful therapeutic bath. It will pull out much of the toxin and inflammation out of our bodies. This is one of the best treatments for lupus, because I know a lot of people who die from lupus. They say it has no cure. But here's a cure for lupus. This is one of the best treatments for lupus or for any other inflammatory condition in the body. The clay would cling to the body. That is the consistency you want it with, to hold on to your body. And you would cover the whole body up with a quarter of an inch thick. And when cleansed off, rub the skin down with olive oil and coconut oil. His skin will be just beautiful, as soft and lovely as Polyphemus. So that is one use for clay. And there are many other uses for clay. I would not give you any more because others are there to share. So that is what I want to share this evening with you, clay.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Natural
praise
remedy.
God. Thank you. Okay, sorry, sister.
I'm not going to share any more of that. It has more, but I wouldn't say any more. Maybe another evening.
No,
I'll continue.
I cut you off, but I didn't know if you were finished.
No, I said I wouldn't give anybody. I wouldn't give you all of the other uses that it could be used for. I leave it for another time and let somebody else have a chance to share what they have.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Thank you, my dear sister, for that wonderful, wonderful process, not a treatment, and also the experience, you know, because you have to experience these things and come and bring it to us. So we just want to thank you. How clear, the first day we saw that Jesus used it with a blind man, and we know that it is good for us. So, brethren, let us take these simple, natural remedy and not only take it for ourselves or use it for ourselves, but also share with others. So thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister Consinelli, for sharing. All right. Open this line now. 240-988, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. Thank you so much, Sister Paul, for opening up my line. While you were opening up my line, another call was coming in, and I wasn't able to come in. So that's why I was like, okay, I didn't know what to do with the other calls, so it wasn't allowing me to press to open my line on my end. So thank you so much for that. And I'm so thankful. Let me tell you all this, beloved. This is one of the best helpline in the whole entire world, okay? And it's free. F-R-E-E. It is free. And I'm saying that not only because my mother is one of the hosts. All right, I'm not saying that because it's Advent Light Ministry. I'm saying that because it's the truth. Amen. It says God love when we walk in what? In the truth. I thank you, Sister Continelli, for sharing that. You talked about the olive oil, and I mean my ears was a little stuffy, and when I go to my integrative doctor, she tell me to put the olive oil on cotton swab and just let it slip in my ears, right? And I'm telling you, it is opening up my ears and all of that stuff. Natural stuff, right? When we are reading verse 2 and it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as their soul prospered. It is not a lie. That is real. Let me tell you, 2 weeks ago, I was unable to walk. My son had to lift me up like a baby. Thank God for a good, strong, black young man, amen. He had to go into this mode and lift me up downstairs and through doors and downstairs again and brought me in the car. And I went back about a week and a couple of days. It's going to be 2 weeks today. It is going to be 2 weeks today since I became afflicted with the hurt and the knee pain that was so excruciating that I said to people, I've delivered 2 children and I've never experienced pain so excruciating. How about that? And so I went to the specialist. I went back to him to do a follow-up yesterday. And when he saw me, he turned red. He was like, you're walking. I said, bless God. He said, what? He said, I remember you came and you couldn't walk. You had to be in a wheelchair. We couldn't do the I said, bless God. Bless God, and thank God for the natural remedy. And let me tell you this, beloved. When I looked at the x-ray, no, he did the MRI. We did the MRI, and I was like, wait a minute. I'm not a doctor, but just looking from the picture that the nurse uploaded, I was like, something not right, right? And so the doctor came back in. He is one of the most famous doctor as it pertains to bone and orthopedic. He is so good. I call him, he's the rock star. He is, if anybody know baseball, he is the national, Washington National baseball doctor. So he's the one that works with all of the athletes, right? And so here he is coming in, and he was like, he saw me before I went in the room. And he was astounded because he couldn't believe that I was walking, right? And my conversation with, when he saw me, I was like, bless God. They were like, how are you? Everybody that was in the medical center was shocked because, as I said, The last time they saw me, I was in pain. I couldn't walk. People had to wheel me around on a wheelchair. But God, right? But God. I'm wrapping it up now, Sister Paul. So when he came in and he was looking at my MRI and going over, he was like, oh, my goodness, I have a large tear of the meniscus. I have some buccal cyst belt hanging large rip, right? He's saying that there's stuff that are missing. He was like, I don't know how you're walking. He said that I should not be bending my knee. Though I am in just a little bit of pain, I'm able to bend the knee, not 100%, but I'm able to bend the knee. I'm able to walk. And I know that God is going to give me full healing. And I've been using Sister Continental. I just thank you all for coming and sharing these health remedies, natural health remedies, free. I don't have to go in my pocket. Amen. The new start, the nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate, ear, rest, and trusting God. I have been getting my rest on. You call me. I'm praying that God will keep me up tonight. You call me after 8 o'clock. I'm knocked out, okay, because I get up early in the morning, 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. My body wakes me up, right, and I do my devotion and stuff. I've been icing it down to pull out the inflammation. Sister, I'm constantly, I heard you. I have a charcoal poultice wrap that I put over it. Amen. Bless God. I'm using the Epsom salt to be able to do that. I'm doing hydrotherapy. I know that my God is good. I'm drinking the clove. I am using the olive oil with the castor oil and the oregano oil. I'm drinking my clove tea. But God, because I know even with all of those things, if I do not trust that God is going to heal, as he is my King Jesus physician, I'm not going to get no healing. So let me fast forward, Sister Paul, because I know my time is going. Amen. And others need to be. He told me that he wants to schedule surgery for me in 10 days. He said, oh, man, this is serious. I know that my God is a healing God. Amen. He has brought me this far. Amen. So I said, I want to get a second opinion. Not only that, he said, if I did it, I was going to be out of commission for another, almost six weeks, right? And I just went back to work. All right. I had a first grade class. They, started off shaky, but, in the end, they really were respective and improved their behavior. And so I've gone back at work since last Friday. So I've done 5 days. This week I did 4 straight days. Last week I did 1 because I had to be out. And so I just thank God that he is a miracle worker. I am a walking miracle. I'm telling you, everybody in that medical center was amazed. And I tell them, the God of heaven that I serve can do all things but fail. So keep praying for me, beloved. I haven't started driving yet. I'm walking, still not 100% yet. But every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I'm getting stronger and stronger. And I know he's going to give me the victory over it. And I thank you so much coming on and sharing the health tips that are free. All right? They're free. Amen. And so that's why I say this is one of the best health lines in the entire world. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Barbara. Amen.
Praise God. Why, what a praise report and a testimony. God is good. And brethren, one of the best health line in the world. Thank God for the word. And you know what? God is real, and she's speaking it from her heart because we are getting everything here on this line free that God have given unto us. So we just have to be thankful. And as it said, what she was telling, that the doctor was amazed because they did not know, right, or believe that she would be able to walk. So, my dear beloved, let us take this thing very serious. We have a work to do to carry out in the world. And it said here, to many of the afflicted ones who receive healing, Christ said, sin no more, right? The worst thing come upon thee, John 4:5-14. Thus he thought that disease is the result of violating God's law, both natural and spiritual. the great mystery in the world would not exist did men but live in harmony with the Creator's plan. So, my dear, we know that one day soon and very soon, there will be no more disease in this world, and there will be no more pain and sickness. But while we are living in this world, let us ask him to continue to help us, that we will be obedient to follow this wonderful health message, natural remedy that he have given unto us, so that we can use it. Thank you, and welcome again, everyone on the line. And we are going to open this line now, right? 272-770, your line is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. This is Tymeko from Florida, and I'm so happy to be on this wonderful health line. As we know, the health message is the right arm of the gospel. So it is an honor to be here with all of my beloved brothers and sisters, and I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory for bringing me through another week and taking good care of us, my children, giving my daughter safe travel and mercy to and fro, back and forth to work. And I just would like to share a health nugget with you as well. And I have faith. It says, have faith. The Lord is my strength. Psalms 28, verse 7. God wants you to have a strong body, but he also wants you to be strong spiritually. Put your trust in him and his word. Research proves that those who practice faith are less anxious and are happier than those who don't. Make it a habit to pray and read God's word daily and seek him first in your life, to obey him in all things, including in taking care of your body. Because after all, your body is the temple of the Lord. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. And it says here, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? So it is so important that we take good care of our bodies, because our bodies is the temple of the Lord. So I just wanted to share that with everyone, as well as getting a lot of rest. The sleep of laboring man is sweet, Ephesians 5:12. So we need to get our rest so that our body can be in healing. As Sister Stephanie brought out, the Lord is healing her and making her well. So I'm so grateful to hear the good news that she is walking again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is good news to my ears. And we're going to continue to pray for her and everyone on the prayer line. We pray for all of you, my beloved brothers and sisters. So I thank you so much for opening my line. And I have a song, but if there's no time, I can definitely do that later. So thank you so much, Sister Powell.
Okay.
I love you. We're praying for you. And
amen.
My spirit question is to pray for everyone. Love
okay.
you.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for coming on. Later you can do your song. But God is so good. He's so great. And, you know, he's worthy to be praised. So we want to thank you for sharing the good news. And I'm going to open. Welcome again on Advent Earth Reform Thursday night to everyone who joined. And I know you soon, guys, will soon share. So we just gradually opening the line. 225-337. Here are some of the things that God have done for you and what you have been doing. 225-337. Your
yes,
line is open.
I am. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I would like to share one of my favorite scriptures. I love this scripture when I began to study the word a while back. And it's Revelation chapter 22, verses 19. It says, if any man shall take away from this word of the book and of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. So I am grateful, Sister Powell, to the health message. I am grateful to the word of God, the word we have to share with other people. But most of all, you know, we are so grateful to this whole book because Christ said this is his word and he is the word. So I was sharing with you guys last week about parsley, and I was trying to find my the things that you can do with parsley. It talks about four different things. You can juice it, you can like boil it down to make tea, or you can add it to other to make a meal. Like you can add it to your protein drink and different things. Well, of course, brothers and sisters, we are herbalist people, like to do different herbs and different vegetables, mixing all these things up to make good, healthy cells. And then also, I just want to share my little short testimony. It was a blessing today. I had gone to the doctor, the bone and joint doctor. And I asked him a question, and I told him, I said, look, doctor, I say, I'm pretty much a herbalist. Not I do herbs, no, but I take herbs. And so I say, I really don't like when the doctor just come in and want to just give me these steroid shots and all these different things. I say, now, mind me, I'm not the one that just want to just not be hard to deal with as a patient. I say, but when I need medicine, I say, I will take it. I say, but when I know I don't need it and I can do my herbs, I say, that's what I want to do. And guess what he told me? He said, you know what? He said, I did the same thing. He said, when I had shoulder pain, he said, I took turmeric. I said, now that's what I'm talking about. I say, praise God. So I just wanted to thank God for these doctors' time. They're not willing to tell you to do it, and they take these herbs themselves. But they have to promote that medicine and give you these shots because it helps their increase. It's like bonus to them to give you those shots or whatever. So, but I just want to thank God that he said, you have a choice with me. He said, you can take it or you can use you can continue doing what you're doing. So I just want to give God thanks for that, that the Lord, and I requested this doctor, but they tried to tell me that my insurance was not going to take him. So when I got there, I asked for him. And praise God, they say I was able to see him today. So I'm just giving God thanks as I hear my others and sisters and brothers thanking God for their blessings. So Sister Powell, that's it. I want to give God thanks and for being on the prayer line once again. God bless. Keep us. Keep my son Jarvis. Amen. And we always ask for Ashley. Jarvis and Ashley together. Keep them in prayer that God was going to continue to work on their heart. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that report and also his prayer report, you know, because it's good when you can have a communication, you can communicate with your doctor. You know, we don't want to just go to a doctor and they're just putting things on us. We want that we can sit down and reason to them, talk with them, share what we use and some of the benefits of these things that we use, what it is doing to our body. So thank you again, my dear. And sure, we will lift up Jarvis and the family and the Ashley in prayer. 985-232, your line is open. Welcome to Advent Thursday. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for being worthy. He's worthy to us. He's worthy to the world. I thank him for his blessing us. I went to the doctor today too. And first I went yesterday and wasn't so good. I went to the eye doctor, you know. I've been having glaucoma for years. And the doctor said, well, your pressure very high in your eye. The glaucoma is the green lines, look at it, they're very slanted, they're very thin. So you want the description for the drops, or you're going to wait a while. See, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. So I'm like, oh, well, my cousin went blind. My cousin around the corner from me, she played around so much and went blind. And I'm like, Lord, I'm going to wait 6 more months and see what I'm going to wait 6 more months, Doc. But anything come up, I'm going to call you right away. My cousin, I didn't want no more medicine. But my cousin around the corner, she went blind. And I'm like, oh, Lord, help me. I don't know what to do. I'm going to pray 6 more months. So I just left it. I said, no, I don't want it right now. So I went to the doctor today, my primary doctor. He took all kind of tests on me. He said, all the tests are great. Even you lost a little weight. I said, praise the Lord. Kidney, livers, everything, blood, everything. I said, oh, praise the Lord. Good news. Because I'm thinking something out of whack. He said, no, everything looks good. You've been doing, keep up your diet, your own wheat, whole grain, you know, whole grain. I got to eat and all this your fiber. So it was good. So I thank the Lord. So God is worthy. He's good. So I thank the Lord. So be good and read my prayer. For your saving grace, I come before you believing that you died and was raised for me. Help me to walk in the grace of your salvation each day and use me to share your good news with others so that they may believe to be saved too. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. And see, I never read this prayer. Mm-hmm. And look what it says. So I thank the Lord. See, he's worthy, y'all. He's worthy to be praised. And I believe in the Lord because he had brought me for many, many days. He brought me back. I done been saved by the grace of God through his son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And then got a big blessing. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to let Brother John talk. Amen.
Amen.
This is our Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Amen. Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I'd like to say hello to everyone. And just want to say, yeah, I'm glad for my wife for her results today. And I'm getting results too, doing checkups and been looking pretty good. But that's because of the blessings and things like that, the prayer line we listen to, the coachings and stuff like that. And yeah, tell us about the best foods to eat and things like that and the best things to drink. So we pray a line on that, on eating healthy and drinking healthy and walk when we get chance and just doing things to stay on a positive track, you know. And like the Lord wants us to take care of our temple and take care of our mind, body, and soul. So that's what we're doing. And just want to keep the thoughts going that's going to help us and benefit us and just let the negative ones go. So I want to share and just say, before you react in life, before you react, to go ahead and think first. And before you think, to go ahead and just give it time to focus. And everything going to be okay. That you make the right decisions in your life. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my dear beloved. We listen to this report, right? Praise report from Brother John and Sister Brenda. Sister Brenda have joy within her heart what God has done. And she get good report, and she's praising God and giving God thanks for what he have been doing. And my dear God just want us to be obedient. He just want us to listen to him. And, you know, he is able to do all things. And, yes, Brother John, we want to thank you also for that praise report, how you are getting healthy. you know, change your diet, your meal completely, doing your exercise, and you know what? And also sharing with others and tell others about the goodness of God. And we saw the result, what God is working. Oh, God is working in the life of you guys, with you. So I just want, we just want to thank God that God have been using you in this form, right? 857, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How we doing, my beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised, my beloved. How excellent is his name. Oh, he is worthy to be praised, Sister Powell. And Sister Powell, first of all, I'd like to thank God for his love. I'd like to thank God for his mercy because Sister Powell, understand. Sunday, Sister Powell. Sister Miola told me that, my dear sister, to leave Brother Javel and leave it and leave him to God and pray for him. Pray for him. And Sister Miola say, forgive him if he do wrong to me. So Sister Powell, he yelled at me today, but Sister Powell, I leave him in God's hands, Sister Powell. And Sister Powell today, Sister Powell, I pray in my heart. I say, God, please, hear my prayer for Brother Javel. I say, Lord, change him, God. I say, God, put the fruit of the Spirit in him. I say, Lord, he needs the fruit of the Spirit. I say, Lord, give him a heart of flesh because he needs a heart of flesh, Sister Paul, Sister Power, he needs deliverance, but Sister Power, he needs to read his Holy Bible because God, that's why God say to him, Sister Power, God say to him, he have to love peace, joy, self-control, long-suffering, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I would like to thank Sister Miola for encouraging me with that word. So Sister Miola, can you please encourage me again, please, on this prayer line? Tell Sister Tamiko to encourage me because sometimes I feel, Sister Powell, sometimes tears come out from my eyes. So please lift him up in prayer. And Sister Powell, Sister Tamiko say, leave him in God's hand and leave it to the Lord in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you
amen.
All on the prayer
yes.
line. Tell everyone encourage me.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Yes, Brother Eli. You know, God gave you a message from Sister Leora and Sister Tamiko and every one of us, leave him alone. And when you leave him alone, God will work through him. God doesn't want you to be on the line, tell Joel need this and Joel need that. God knows it, right? So we are encouraging you to leave Joel in the hands of the Lord. Do not pick it up and do not, you know, they tell him, do not speak to him about it. He doesn't want you to share goodness of God. So you're going to leave him. As the Lord said, when you present a message, you are in a community and you present a message, and the people refuse, reject your word. The Lord said, you dust the dust off your shoes, shake off all that dust, and move on to another person. So you have to do that, Brother Eli, and we will encourage you. By, you know, just put it in God's hand and go on to another individual. Pray for another individual, right? And we will still keep him in prayer, you know, and just leave him in the hands of the Lord, okay? So thank you, my dear. We will pray for you when it's time for prayer. We will pray for you. Is there anyone else on the line who would like to share? So I thank Sister Leola and also Sister Tamika to be counseling you on behalf of Junior Juvel and also herself. Yes, my dear beloved, I will give my praise report now, and then we will go into a season of prayer. We will go into prayer, and then, my dear beloved, the next voice you will hear after prayer. Yes, we will take the song from Sister Tamiko. And after the song, the next voice you will hear is the speaker, Sister Stephanie. Yes, I will give my praise report. My dear beloved, I just want to thank God for what he has been doing to me. You know, as we have been reading about diseases and sickness and all these things, I can tell you, I go through really a little sickness. I was not complaining because I have my great physician who is Jesus Christ, who I believe is able to do it. But it was looking a little scary, my dear beloved, when I look up on my veins and I saw it. And as my daughter was saying, she was in pain. I was also in pain, you know. And I didn't take a pain medicine, to a pain tablet. All I tried, my natural remedy and my water, you know. Use my water, because when you put things in the water to even wash out the vein, it was like the skin is so tender. But I give God thanks this morning. When I look upon it, I saw the healing process. I know that it is healing. And just as the Lord said to this blind man, go and wash in the pool. You know, water is very, very important for us to use. Water, right? As we heard about the clay, you know, and all that, it is very, very good. So I'm feeling much better with that. Yes, my dear, that was the foot. And I know that it was really who was causing that, you know. So we know we are on the battlefield for our Lord. We know that affliction is going to come down upon us, and that is the devil himself, right? I went to bed last night, my dear beloved. All I would do my praying was relaxing, sleeping, and all of a sudden, I felt my finger, two of my finger on my left hand, and it started to itch like a little pain, sharp pain. I said, what is this? I went to bed okay. My hand was very, you know, was good, my foot, and all of a sudden my fingers, two middle fingers, right? And it was actually hurting. I prayed. I said, Lord, please, right? I leave this finger in your hand. And I got up and I had some pain remedy, you know, and I anointed it and I put it, you know, it was uncomfortable even putting it on the bed. But after I got a little ease and I went to sleep. And this morning I got up, I see it, I said, oh, you know, I beat it off and I rub it again and I exercise it and exercise it and exercise it. And it feels much better. It's still here, but it feels much better. So I said, oh, it was foot the other day and now it's the hand. You know, Lord, this body belongs to you. Just take it. Lord, take it. You are in control. So I thank God that God have given us the remedy and also to trust him and to have faith and believe. And when we read all these wonderful things that he have done and even his healing process, we know that we have a loving Father who cares for us. So God is able to do all things. So I'm thankful to God and for my brothers and sisters there, for praying for Sister Powell, because I know, I feel the prayer, my dear beloved, your support and your prayer. And I just want to let you guys know your project that you all sent me here to do. They are going one by one. And, you know, God have been blessing. I have been getting some real good blessings. And I know it's from God and from God using you guys. And the blessing is coming. So I want to thank you all for prayer. Continue to pray for us so that we will be able to present your word. The feeding project for the children, my dear beloved, I thank God for all those who are reaching out for the children. It is going and moving, and the children is so joyful in the evening when they're coming from school and they can stop and get their little meal. And they go home with it. Their parents stop with them. And, you know, they are enjoying it. So I just want to thank God for that. And also the evangelism that we are presenting the message. How there the Sabbath people have been coming to know Christ. And, you know, give their life. Decision have been made. to give their life fully to the Lord. So pray for those souls. Clothes have been giving away, and, you know, all these things have been happening. So I just want to give God thanks and praise for what he has been doing through us. And it's a team, and teamwork is very important, brothers and sisters. One person cannot do it. It comes by a team, and when we are faithful team workers, we have to give praises. And some of the team workers are not of our faith, and they are working hard. So let us pray for them, that the message that we give unto them, that they will receive it and become one of us one day. So this is the time for us to have our prayer. This is the time for us to have our song, and then we will have our prayer, right? Our prayer first. All right, we pray first, and then the song, and then the next voice will be Sister Stephanie. Father, we come to you again on Advent Health Thursday, giving you praises for all what you have done. We thank you for traveling mercies today, both to the doctors, to school, to the work, and to do their chores, and you brought back everyone safely. We thank you for your report, Lord, their praise report, Lord, of the health, Lord, from Sister Stephanie, and how the doctor is amazed to see what God have done for you, for her, and she is rejoicing, and also everyone is rejoicing. So we give you thanks for answering prayer. We want to give you thanks, Lord, for dear Sister Consinelli. It came on a daily minute. We missed her last week, but she's always present here and giving her health tip, Lord, and her testimony of praise and sharing the goodness of you by just sharing this moment as we read what you have done with your disciples with the clay. And she expand a little broader with the clay use, how it is very important for us how to use it, and, you know, it will help our body and heal our body. So, Lord, we want to thank you for what you have demonstrated to Sister Consinelli, and continue to bless herself and her family member, husband, children and grandchildren, her community, Lord, and the work that she has been doing, her brother in the nursing home. We ask you for your love, your mercies. Lord, he's such a quiet, peaceful man, and allow him to get all the care that he needs, Lord. And bless him, Lord, that you will remember, keep his mind fully upon you, dear Lord, that you will keep him. We also lift up Sister Leola. Lord, she also went to the doctor and get good report, and sharing some of the things that she had been used with the doctor, Lord. And we just want to give you thanks, Lord. Bless her family member, Brother Ray, taking him safely to work, brought him back home safely, Lord. And as she is lifting up, Lord, Nicole, Lord, and her grandchildren, Lord, and her sisters and her brother, the community, and I do know she's lifting up the evangelism project that will be, well, that has been planning, Lord Jesus, for Louisiana, that you will pour out your blessings, Lord. And as she cries out to you for Jarvis and Ashley, Lord, you know their need, what they need. And we thank you for what you have been doing in their life, because they are out there and you have been protecting them. So we ask you to keep them and let their mind be stayed upon you, so that they will come out from where they are and also go back to share with those out there who do not know. So we place them in your care. We lift up Dre to your other son. Continue to keep him as he listens to your word, so that he will share your words and come to know you more and more each day. We also lift up Sister Tamiko, Heavenly Father, thanking you for safe traveling mercy to and fro for her daughter to work in Florida, where she abode, that she can go and share your word to others, Lord Jesus, and how you have been blessing her. And I know, dear Lord, you lift up her son and her daughter, and their grandchildren. Lord, you lift up the team, Pastor Juby, Sister Elizabeth, Mary, and her children and grandchildren, Lord. And Tony, her son, she lifts them up, Lord, to you. And all of us on this prayer line, she's lifting up. And you know the, our needs, and Lord, we place it in your care. Heavenly Father, we also lift up Brother John, Lord, Brother Sister Brenda. Lord, good news, Lord, praising God. We felt the presence of you while Sister Brenda was sharing and Brother John was sharing what you have done in their life and that joy within. Lord, they have to be sharing it and giving thanks for what you have been doing for them. So we leave Brother John and Sister Brenda to you. We want to thank you. We also lift up our dear brother Eli, dear Lord. And as he said, dear Lord, he is praying for Javari. And we tell him, Lord, what you have done and what you told us to do. Allow Brother Eli to just listen, dear Lord, and present the case to you, because you are the only true God who can touch the heart of Brother Javari, so that Javari will open his heart to receive you. So continue to strengthen Brother Eli. Allow Brother Eli to go into the Word. Open the Bible. Study your Word. Help him to pray. Go just pray to you and present his, this situation to you, and leave Brother Javari alone, Lord. You will work in his heart. We also lift up to you today, Sister Carlo. We thank you for Sister Carlo, Lord. The work that you have been giving her to do, the ministry, dear Father, with the helping hands, and Lord, her traveling to and fro, your protection towards her, the children who she are working with, Lord, we thank you to, that you are God and you are able to do all things. Brother Rick, Lord, we lift up to you this moment and his family, his church family, and Father, continue to pour your blessing upon Brother Rick. Protect him, Lord, while he goes to work, Lord, and traveling, Lord, to and fro. We lift him up to you. We lift up Brother Anil, Lord, as he continue to do the missionary work to and fro, sharing tracts and books and medical missionary meetings that they go, classes that they go. Lord, we just ask you, Father, to allow your words to be a light to those who come contact with it, these words and these books and these remedies there that they will use. Now, dear Lord, we lift up all those who used to be on this line. You know every one of them, dear Lord. There are so many names, we cannot call them out individually, but you know it and you know where they are. So we also lift them up to you. And now, dear Lord, we lift up our youth. Lord, Kaj and KJ, dear Father, Mari, oh Lord, we lift up them to you. Ashley and Naomi and Denise and Jojo, dear Father, we lift Sister Katie. We lift up Sister Katie to you, praying for Dominique, Lord, and all our little grandchildren, the little boys, them, Lord. We lift them up to you, dear Lord. You know everything about them. And Father, what more could we ask of you tonight more than give you the praise that due to you? And if there is anyone who we leave out, you know everyone, Lord, so we lift them up. Bless us this night while we come to you, Lord, to listen to your word. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Yes, my dear beloved, 272. You can do your song, and after the song, the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. Welcome her. She will present the our reading tonight. God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. God bless you all. Amen. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened the last gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, let the earth
redemption, the purchase of blood. To every believer, the promise of God, the veiled offender who truly believes and moves from Jesus, the Lord and receive. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be a wonder I'll transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. And give him the glory, great things he has done.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for that song. Praise the Lord. Give God all the glory, great things he has done. Yes, my dear, the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. Thank you again.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, excuse me, for blessing us with that song. Amen. We can praise God for all the things that he has done. Amen. Because he knows what is best for us. We do not deserve it, but he grants us the benefits and the blessings because we're connected to him through his son, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I linger just a tad bit longer. I thank you so much for this opportunity to come and to commune with your people, with my brothers and sisters, with your sons and daughters. I pray that tonight, the message that you have in store for us, you've brought us a mighty long way. And so I pray that you will continue, Lord, to fashion our hearts and our minds so that it will not waver. It will stand still on your and on your purpose, in your purpose, and in your will. Be with us tonight. We're begging and pleading, Lord, for a double portion of your Holy Spirit. We're asking, Heavenly Father, that you will give us revival and reformation. I'm begging and I'm pleading, Lord, that you will touch my lips with coal so that the message for today is not one from me, but is one that is coming from your most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness towards us. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, for your love and your kindness, your comfort and your peace. And we ask, Lord, that you will allow us, Lord, to leave here, not just hear other words, but do it. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of our iniquities or murmuring or complaining or lack of faith. Forgive us, Lord, of us not using our treasure and our time wisely. Forgive us, God, of those things that we didn't remember that we did that was not in line with you. But we pray that as you blot our sins out, you will seal our names. We ask all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I am so thankful to be here with you all tonight. I was, you know, as I heard you all talking and sharing, I was just thinking about the goodness of God. As I said, I started back work 3 days into it. The fourth day, I was out of commission from work. I was out again for another week. Went back to work on Friday of last week. God kept me. And then I went into the first grade class. They told me that there's a little boy that, you know, he does all kind of crazy stuff. He wasn't there on Friday. He came on Monday. I prayed. I anointed that room. That little boy was, I mean, just from what they were saying, I would say he was excellent. And so we went. I had him yesterday. I had him Monday. I had him Tuesday. I had him Wednesday. And today, you know, I did some, you know what I mean, different therapy that I know, you know, that I'm able to do with individuals, with students, you know. And today he had a meltdown. He really had a meltdown. However, it didn't start it initially. I was doing all of the things that I know I'm supposed to do. Thank God for his spirit. Thank God for his wisdom. But then, you know, I mean, we know that, you know, when they're doing something, sometimes you can ignore it, right? And that will stop them from doing it. So I try to get all of the other kids to kind of not look at him, but to pay attention, you know, to me and not, you know, not really, you know, react. But he was kind of like where he was hitting them, throwing bottles and everything. I was like, you know what, we can't have that. And so I remember I took off my mask so he could really see all of my face. And I was praying, right? I was praying in my mind, praying that the Spirit of God will reign. Let me tell you something, beloved. We are not in a flesh and blood warfare. This little boy is in first grade. So he can't be more than, what, six, seven, something like that. And you could tell that it was demonic. He was demonic, let me tell you. And so when, you know what I mean, when I realized, I was like, no, I can't have this little boy doing all this stuff. So I sent a message to the office. You think they came? Mm-mm. I buzzed. You think they came? Mm-mm. So he started, like, to run, you know what I mean, just, like, hit the kids. I don't mind him running around the classroom, because that was one of the tasks that I gave him earlier to de-stress him. But then he wanted to do and cut through the stuff and hit the kids. And so I was like, no, I can't have that because it's not fair to the other kids. And so I'm praying. I'm like, God, help me, give me wisdom. And so as he saw me kind of approaching him, he would try to run. And I was like, you know what? I'm not finna running after you. You know what I mean? I could barely walk. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And then God allowed him to kind of be distracted, and I was able to get close to him, and I said, come here. I want you to come sit beside me. And I got him, you know, he was actually standing up on, like, one of the tables and stuff like that. I was like, what in the world? I said, God, I need you now. And so I was able to get to, no, he went, then he moved from that and went onto the desk. So I was able to go and get him, right? So I understand that he was kind of like, okay, he needed somebody to kind of take him out. Because if I was able to do it, not having the other kids with me, I would have been able to say, come, let's go outside and have him walk and get some fresh air and everything like that. So I buzzed the office, called for somebody. Nobody came. So this young man was raving, I mean, havoc in the classroom, though, just like knocking stuff down and everything. And I was like, in the name of Jesus, we going to bound it up. So I ended up getting him, and I was able to bring him. You know, as I said, I'm trained, right? I'm trained as a crisis intervention, prevention individual. So I was able to get him. But as I said, because I just came back to the school, I'm like, okay, you know what? I was letting him do his thing, just kind of see where he is and, you know what I mean, how they approach it. And so I was finally able to get him, and I said, come. And I sat with him, and I was like, you know, but I had to hold him, right, pudically, you know, to restrain him so he's not running and hitting the other kids. And he tried to, you know, get away, and I was like, no, you're going to sit here with me. And I was praying because I went in there and I anointed the room. So I know that little boy didn't want to stay in there today, which I anoint the room every day. But today seemed like he came with something. His face was, like, all marked up and everything. His hand was all marked. Like, what in the world? And so the little boy said something. He said, I hate you. That's not his normal voice. I was holding him, right? And I was like, I said, you're going to be okay. I said, I need you to listen to me, though, right? I need you to follow my direction. I'm here to help you. He said, I hate you. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in school. I want the school to explode. I'm going to explode up here. I said, and he said, I hate you. I don't like you. I said, you know what? And I just love you. He said, why? Why you love me? I don't love you. I hate you. I said, and I just love you. I just love you so much. Okay? I said, I love you, and you're going to do the right thing. And his attitude started to change. He was like, let me go. Why you say, I don't like you? Why? I said, I just kept saying to him, I love you. I said, but I love you, too, my friend. We are dealing, when they say generation of vipers and warmongers, when they say that we are in a spiritual warfare, that little boy intent was for me to get mad and angry at him. And I'm telling you, beloved, it is your prayer. Because as I said, the old me, he would have been on the other side of the door. But God gave me the patience to work with. And when he was done, he was wiggling and wriggling and diggling and doing all kind of stuff. And I just held him just with a calm. And I said to him, listen, little boy, you're not going to hurt me, you know, because, you know, my foot not working good. So one of the things you're not going to do, you're not going to kick me. I ended up, you know, lifting him up and putting him in my lap. And I said, you're going to do the right thing. You're going to calm down. That little boy wore himself out. Then he was on the ground, and he was like, I'm hot. So I told the little boy, go get a bottle of water and throw it on. See, these are things we need to know, right? Throw it on some paper towel and bring it to me. He was like, I don't want that. I said, put it on your. I gave it to him, and I said, put it on your forehead. And he put it on his forehead, and he was calming down. But here's the thing. When you do not have any support, because somebody else needed to come either hold the other kids or so that I can go with him, or they need to come and get him. And then I sent to the office. Nobody came. I buzzed. Nobody came. And one of the little girls, bless her heart, she said, Ms. Williams, you should you should get the nurse. Go call the nurse. I said, girl, good idea. I said, go call the nurse. The nurse came and saw me. She ain't come help me. She said, well, I'm going to get somebody. Now, this was like almost an hour into this. And so I am asking you all, beloved, each and every one of you, lift up a prayer for our educators. Somebody's on mute. Somebody's off mute. I'm hearing some feedback. You can mute your line. Thank you so much. Lift up our educators. Lift up our educators. Lift up our children. Because we are in a battle. Sister Paul, can you mute that line? I'm hearing some feedback. We are in a spiritual warfare. That young man thought that when he said to me, I don't like you. I hate you. I was going to let him go. The old me, before walking fully with Christ, I would have let him go and say, do what you need to do. I don't like you either. But Christ was giving me this right words to say to calm this young man. Granted, now, they told me he was off the chain. Right? Y'all know what I mean? But he never showed me any of this. You know what I mean? He was just like, but today, he went array. And so I want you to lift up the boy's name as AA. Lift him up in prayer. Lift up all the children. And lift up the children, too, because the children have to endure this. And for the most part, you know, they were trying to do the best they could. Right? This is the battle that we go through. And so I am going to go into the Holy Spirit. The power of the will. The power of the will. And I'm going to start with that because we have to purpose in our hearts that our will is in line with God's will. I know that God wanted that little boy to hear about him today. I go in there and I'm praying all of my Christian songs. I can't play the song outright when they're in the room because it says God and Jesus. But I play it in the piano, in the instrumental format. And that's what's playing in my classroom all day. And before they come, I'm playing the gospel song. I'm playing the goodness of God. I'm playing, you know, Peace Like a River. I'm playing all of those songs. And so I ask you to lift up our children, the ones that you don't even know. One first graders, five and six, even the young boy that shot the six-year-old that shot the teacher. We have to lift up and cover our teachers, cover our children, pray for the parents and the home that they're in. Amen? All right, so we're going to go into, I'm reading it, Working for the Intemperate. I'm going to go into the power of the will. The power of the will. Is God's will for us to be healthy? Is God's will for us to prosper? Is God's will for us to have peace that passes all understanding? Is it God's will to have comfort? It's the power. I'm hearing some background noise.
Daniel. Yes. Okay. All
right. Mr. Powell, you need to mute your line. All right. The power of the will. I heard Sister Brenda talk about the fact that she went to the eye doctor and he told her that the pressure in the eye is very high. I was also given that diagnosis too, and I'm supposed to go back. But Sister Brenda, what I'm going to try, Sister Leola, share that with us, and I went and did some research. The bilberry is good for eyes. Eyebrush is good for eyes. Amen. There's also a portion, a concoction that they make, like the sea salt, the real one, don't use no store-bought, to kind of make like a little water tint that you could use to kind of wipe your eyes. So those are some things that I'm going to start doing before I go back to him again. All right? That is something that I wanted to share with you as I heard you talk about the pressure in the eye. It says, the power of the will. Power of the will. All right? And I'm on page. It's the power will. I'm on. Did I just lose my page?
Where did you go?
I think I'm going to. Okay, here we go. Page 75. Page 75. All right, it says. Mr. Powell, you need to mute your line. We're hearing your conversation back there. Thank you. Sister Powell. Sister Powell.
Yes, my dear beloved.
You need to mute your line. We're hearing all the conversation in the back.
Okay.
Thank you. The power of the will. The tempted one needs to understand the true force of the will. So if you want healing, is that in God's will? Absolutely. If you want forgiveness, is that in God's will? Absolutely. Right? God wants us to get healing. God wants us to walk in the truth. God wants us to come to him and surrender and ask for forgiveness, and he will do that automatically. He will forgive you of our sins, you and I. Right? He will forgive you and me of our sins. Amen? So there are things that we already know that are in God's will. Right? God wants to save our children. God wants to save our family members. God wants to save us. But he's not going to force himself on us. But he wants to save us. So we are able to pray to save our family, as we know that it is connected to his will. Amen? So it says, the tempted one needs to understand the true force of the will. This is the governing power in the nature of man. The power of decision, of choice. Everything depends on the right action of the will. Desires for goodness and purity are right, so far as they go. But if we stop here, they avail nothing. Many will go down to ruin while hoping and desiring to overcome their evil propensities. They do not yield the will to God. How many times we're doing things of our own self? And then we do it, and then we want to consult God. Or it's not in God's will. We know that God shut the door, right? We know that God has shut the door from the holy place and is now in the most holy place, open the door to the most holy place, and is in there. And we're still trying to open the shut door in the holy place. We want to do our own thing. We make excuses for our actions. It says they do not yield the will to God. Can we say we're Christian and serve God and we want to do our own thing? Absolutely not. They do not choose to serve him. So you have a part to play in whether or not you're going to serve God, right? Though he gives us all of the wonderful things, the benefits, the blessings, the commandments, he's never going to force himself on us. He is going to allow us to make choices, to choose. The scripture said, choose ye today who you're going to serve, because you can't serve two masters, because you're going to love one and you're going to hate the other. Amen? God has given us the power of choice. Didn't the power of choice, weren't they taking away the power of choice from us over the last 2.5 years, where we were told it was mandated to get a particular stuff for, to quote unquote overcome the pestilence? So which spirit was that? Because God gave us the spirit and the opportunity to be able to choose, to make a choice. It says it is ours to exercise. We cannot change our hearts. We cannot control our thoughts, our impulses, our affections. We cannot make ourselves pure, fit for God's service. But we can choose to serve God. So I hear Brother Eli talking about Javel. This is quite fitting because Javel cannot change his own heart. It has to be, he has to make the choice, Brother Eli, to say, I want Jesus to come in. So what we can do on the outside, on the surface, on the outer perimeter, is to make sure that we're praying silently in our hearts for Brother Javel. Right? So that God will be able to prick him through the Holy Spirit, and his heart will be changed. Amen? It says we cannot change our hearts. We cannot control our thoughts, our impulses, our affections. We cannot make ourselves pure, fit for God's service, but we can choose to serve God. We can give him our will, then he will work in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure. Thus, our whole nature will be brought under the control of Christ. Through the right exercise of the will, an entire change may be made in life. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is fitting in so many different aspects. I know for me, I believe, I know that God says he wish above all things that I will, and I will heal. He wish above all of these things for me. And I was praying, as I know you were praying. I was thanking God in advance. Even in my pain, I'm telling you, I was praising God. Even when I can walk, I was praising God, because a good heart, a merry heart, do it good like a what? Like a medicine. So though I was in pain, the awesomeness of God when I thought about him, the goodness of God, dependable God, the way maker God, was healing me as I held on to his promises. As I remember the words that we were studying, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. As I remember the words of the Holy Scriptura, that he will never give me more than I can manage. Though I said I've never felt pain like that, I remember the word of God that said, my beloved, I will not give you more than you can handle. I have allowed the enemy to come this far. But if you continue to look up at me, hold on to my son's hem of the garment, I will give you victory through this. And so I'm able to say, even as I was walking in a medical center, even as I'm walking in the classroom, I know that the God that I serve will never fail me, will never forsake me, or will never leave me. So I want to leave that with you. So we continue. It says, thus our whole, let me come back up here, because, yep, let me get this right. God has given us the power of choice. It is ours to exercise. We cannot change our heart. We cannot control our thoughts, our impulses, our affection. We cannot make ourselves pure, fit for God's service, but we can choose to serve God. We can give him our will. Then he will work. Then he will work in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure. Thus, our whole nature will be brought under the control of Christ. Through the right exercise of the will, an entire change may be made in the life. I was in, I wanted to get something because I only bought some kiwi to work today. So I was jumping into Panera Bread, and, you know, they sell plant-based stuff, and I was getting a plant-based smoothie and, you know, some plant-based bread. And a lady came in there, a couple of them, like three of them, and she was like, you know how they do this thing for Lent. And she was like, oh, I can't have any meat, you know. You know, Lent, whatever, whatever. I didn't get into the Lent type of tomfoolery, but I found this as an opportunity to give her the help message and to give a quick drive-by, as I've often called it. And I said to her, you know, she said, it's hard. It's hard to give up this meat. I said, well, you know what? And there was a line. And I said, don't worry about it. I said, one step at a time. I said, you have taken the first step. Right? I said, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. All right? And everybody in there started to smile and said, yes, amen, amen. Right? I said, God will give you the strength to do it. Amen. You can't do it within your own strength. But if you ask him, he will be able to do it for you. I don't know the lady. But God, this was the right timing for me to share that. And she said, you're telling the truth. Thank you for that. We are to encourage one another. I might not know you, but the Spirit of God should emulate through me to others that we are around. Amen. God is good, great all the time. All right. Thus, our whole nature will be brought under the control of Christ. Do y'all want to be under the control of Christ? Does her action and her words and her deeds and her thoughts and her character represent the fact that we are under the will of God, or we desire to be under the will of God, under his control? Through the right exercise of the will, an entire change may be made in the life. By yielding up the will to Christ, we ally ourselves with divine power. I'm going to read it again. So that means that if our will is not aligned with God's will, we make ourselves an enemy to God's divine power. Have mercy. Come on now. By yielding up the will to Christ, we ally ourselves with divine power. Do you want to be in the presence of divine power forever and ever and ever? Amen. Till God comes. Or till he, you know, yeah. We receive strength from above to hold us steadfast. A pure and noble life, a life of victory over appetite and lust. I'm going to go back and do this again, because this was why. The strength didn't come from me to be able to walk. When I was telling people, they're like, what? KJ was like, oh, my goodness, mommy, what? And I said, Mommy, it's a miracle, because my son plays sports. And he was like, when I tore mine, it was just a mess. It was just so hard. My daughter was like, mommy, I can't believe you healed. My daughter had popped her knee out, have some of the same diagnosis, and it took her a while, right? She did heal, and it's healing, right? The doctor also recommended surgery, but we did physical therapy. Right? God is good. We're going to be wise as a serpent, harmless like a dove. I have not started back driving yet because it's my right foot. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to ease into that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to, you know, do that right now. But I'm going to do the physical therapy. I'm going to do all of the things that I know I'm supposed to do, drink some sea moss. Because the sea moss, you know, helps to rebuild the tissues and the muscles. And then I'm trying to see if it's connected to my autoimmune, all of those things. But it don't matter, because who's my healer? Who's my balm in Gilead? It is my Heavenly Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. And so I thank him for the strength. It says we receive strength from above to hold us steadfast. Had it not been for God, where would I be? A pure and noble life, a life of victory over appetite and lust, is possible to everyone who will unite his weak, wavering human will to the omnipotent, unwavering will of God. Is there something that you're struggling with in your life? Give it to God. Choose G-O-D, the big G-O-D. Choose J-E-S-U-S. Choose to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. All right? So that was in working for the intemperate. And I just read under the power of the will. All right? And I'm going to move a little bit backwards, because somebody needs to be encouraged today. No matter what you're going through, somebody needs to be encouraged today. And so I bring to you from my thing is flipping so much. This one was discouraged. Hope for the discouraged. That's the one I wanted to read. Where did you go? All right, here we go. Right here. I have my little marker. Helping the tempted. Helping the tempted. Not to be discouraged. Not to be discouraged. All right? Not to be discouraged. And I'm on 167, going into 168. It says, oh, let no word be spoken. Actually, this is back pointing out arrows, so I'm going to just end with that piece before I move to the next one. It says, oh, let no word be spoken to cause deeper pain to the soul weary of a life of sin, but knowing not where to find relief, present the compassionate Savior. Take him by the hand, lift him up, speak to him words of courage and hope. Help him to grasp the hand of the Savior. And this is fitting because many times our brothers and sisters are hurting. I was hurting the other day. I didn't want anybody to tell me, oh, you got to get surgery, oh, it's broken. Oh, it's... I want somebody to give me some encouraging words. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for somebody to give me some encouraging scriptures. I wish above all things that you may prosper. I wanted some encouraging word as I was in the pain because I wanted something to take my mind off the pain. And God's words were the best. Amen? Not to be discouraged. How many of us are going through issues? Financial, family, spouse, spiritual, physical, job, children. Work-related, health prognoses that are not good, or so we think, not to be discouraged. We become too easily discouraged over the souls who do not at once respond to our efforts. Never should we cease to labor for a soul while there is one gleam of hope. Precious soul costs our self-sacrificing Redeemer too dear a price to be lightly given up to the tempter's power. We need to put ourselves in the place of the tempted ones. And that's what I was doing with a little boy. I can't imagine what he's going through at that age because I never went through that. None of my kids never went through that. How do you deal with demons at 6 and 7? How? Consider the power of heredity, the influence of evil association, you hear that? And surrounding the power of wrong habits, can we wonder that under such influences, many become degraded? Can we wonder that they should be slow to respond to efforts for their uplifting? That was my role today. It has been my role for the last, several years because of what the kids are coming with, right? Because of where they're coming from. Sometimes it's home. Issues going on, you don't know. And so we have to be compassionate no matter what. I ask God to forgive me at the times when I wasn't compassionate. Because I was just like, wait a minute, this is not supposed to happen. What kind of craziness is this? But now as I'm reading and learning, I realize that it's not a flesh and blood. I couldn't fight him in the flesh and blood. But I could war with him in the spirit, and I was praying for him. I was telling him, oh, we love you. We know you can do better. Right? We want you to do better. And so this is true even too for our family members or our friends that are not walking in the light. that are having their own way, let us not put them down. Let us continue to pray. Let us give them our King Jesus so that they could look to him. Amen? It says, often when won to the gospel, those who appear coarse and unpromises will be among its most loyal adherents and advocates. I don't want anybody to come and say, oh, you're praying for the children, but you weren't praying for your foot. Who says that? I don't want to hear that. My mission is to pray for others. Amen? They are not altogether corrupt. Beneath the forbidding exterior, there are good impulses that might be reached without a helping hand. Many would never recover themselves. But by patience, there go that word again, but by patience, oh, I had to exercise that today, persistent effort, they may be uplifted. Such need tender words, kind consideration, tangible help. They need that kind of counsel which will not extinguish the faint gleam of courage in the soul. Let the workers who come in contact with them consider this. Some will be found whose minds have been so long debased that they will never in this life become what? Under more favorable circumstances they might have been. But the bright beams of the sun of righteousness may shine into the soul. Goodness of God. It is their privilege to have the life that measures with the life, of God. Let your life make plain to them the difference between vice and purity, darkness and light. In your example, let them read what it means to be a Christian, right? So our action is supposed to demonstrate that we're Christian. Amen? Christ is able to uplift the most sinful and place them where they will be acknowledged as children of God. Join ears with Christ to the immortal inheritance. By the miracle of divine grace, many may be fitted for life of usefulness, despised and forsaken. They have become utterly discouraged. They may appear stoical and stolid, but under the ministration of the Holy Spirit, the stupidity, many of us were stupid, right? We still do stupid stuff every now and then. Even more than now and then, it says the stupidity that makes their uplifting appear so hopeless will pass away. The dull, clouded mind will awake. The slave of sin will be set free. Vice will disappear, and ignorance will be overcome. Through the faith that works by love, the heart will be purified and the mind enlightened. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Mr. Powell?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, I have just two more things and I'm done. I'm done in 1 minute. Life opportunities. It says, our time here is short. We can pass through this world but once. As we pass along, let us make the most of life. The work to which we are called does not require wealth or social position or great ability. It requires a kindly, self-sacrificing spirit and a steadfast purpose. A lamp, however small, if kept steadily burning, may be the means of lighting many other lamps. Our sphere of influence may seem narrow. Our ability small. Our opportunities few, our acquirements limited. Yet wonderful possibilities are ours through a faithful use of the opportunities of our own home. If we will open our hearts and homes to the divine principle of life, we shall become channels for currents of life-giving power. From our homes will flow streams of healing, bringing life and beauty and fruitfulness where now are barrenness and dearth. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is make perfect in weakness. And this is from Ministry of Home, 2 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 71, verse 30. Psalm 71, verse 3. Here ends the reading for tonight, beloved.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Can you pray for us?
Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we thank you so much, Lord, for your word. We thank you, God, for the reminder that we have no more time to lose. The enemy is here, Lord, to seek who he can devour. He has come to sift us as wheat. But we are thankful, God, that you prayed that our faith fail it not. We're thankful, God, that you have given us the strength to tarry through. We thank you, God, for your encouraging words. We thank you, God, for the message that you have given us. To be kind, to be patient, to be loving, commune and deal with others. We pray, Lord, that we will encapsulate all of these things so that we can find peace in our hearts, so that we can get healing through your power. As we move and leave here tonight, we ask you, Lord, please do not leave us. Tabernacle with us, Lord, and worry our hearts. So that we will remove things away from us that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father, so that you can bless us, remind us that we have to cooperate with you so that you can grant us your benefits. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. We hope, do know, each and every one of us really listen to this reading, and this reading is profound. And we are asking our brothers and sisters, if you have any query, we have just a minute, you know, would like to ask Sister Stephanie or something you did not understand, you can press the one, and I will open the line that you can ask the question, right? God wants us to be obedient as we read and see that, you know, he wants us to really practice this self-law in everything we do. Anyone have any questions? Would like to ask? Well, this is not really a question for me. Sorry, there were a little interruption a while ago. I just want to sorry about that. My light actually was out, and I was just using the flashlight. So my nephew came down and said, "What happened to your light?" And he were able to change the bulb for me. So, you know, he changed the bulb. And another thing, my phone, the car that I have, it broken, so I didn't have anything to charge my phone. And in the midst of the little conversation, you know, you were able to go to the store and get one, a card for me. So I just want to give God thanks, you know, that God is really taking care and he knows what we want and always send people at the time, you know, that we need them there. So I just want to give that little report and sorry for the little interruption. Okay, somebody would like to, okay, make I open the line. 225-337, your line is open.
Yes, yes. First of all, Sister Powell, I want to thank Sister Stephanie for a timely message, because as I'm listening to this message about teachers, about the children in the school, it is so true, my brothers and sisters. My daughter just had us running towards the street. So my daughter had no choice. She said she had to step out of her shoes, and she had to run after that boy. And she ended up hurting her neck or something because she was fighting. He was fighting with her. And Sister Stephanie, when you said that, I hear every day how my daughter is going through with these children. And how these children is pushing and hitting the teachers. But yet, if the teacher just touched their shoulder to try to get them right, hey, it's some kind of offense to that child. Go there and go to the school board. The school board corrected. Oh, have mercy. I just wanted to share just one thing, Sister Stephanie. As I was reading in Peter, and Peter was talking about at hand, I'm paraphrasing, and he said that the end is now and everything is at hand. So dealing with these children today, my sister, all and what you did was show love and pray. That's all you can do. So let me just offer a prayer just right quick for your teachers, because I'm telling you, I feel what you